me. Help me out. It's What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST.
Okay, so Jen is here. She's one of our listeners, and she's having a little friend drama. Hey, Jen, you're live on Chris and the Crew. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Chris, I really need your advice. So I have this friend. We'll call her Broke Brenda. And I love her, but she is driving the rest of us nuts.
I'll play along, so I'll call her Broke Brenda. So what is Broke Brenda doing?
Okay, so every time we make plans, dinner, concerts, weekend trips, she either complains about the cost or tries to talk us into doing something free or really cheap. And if we go out without her, she gets mad and she's saying, like, we're leaving her out.
Yeah, this is a tough one. So she wants to be included, but she doesn't have the money or doesn't want to spend any money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, we all work hard. We just want to treat ourselves sometimes. But she makes us feel guilty about it, and I don't want to ditch her, but I don't want to keep missing out on fun stuff because she's broke and bitter about it.
Wow. Okay, I get it.
Broke and bitter, Brenda.
You don't want to hurt her feelings, but you also don't want to plan your whole social life around her budget, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What do I do? Like, be honest and risk the friendship, or just stop inviting her and hope she gets the hint?
This is tough. All right, we're going to open the phones for you and get you some advice. What do you think about that?
I would appreciate that.
Okay, hang on a sec. Hang on. Okay. I do get this, and I've been in this situation because guess what? I've also been the broke friend who still wants to have fun and still wants to be with my friends, but can't really spend the money.
Yeah, everyone's been the broke
friend.
Right? Everyone's been the broke
friend. I think everybody's been in this situation. So I think there has to be some kind of a compromise, right?
Well, I have friends.
Or she's got to realize that she just can't do everything.
I have friends that travel a lot more than I do, and they go on group trips 2-3 times a year. And my schedule doesn't allow it. I can't afford it. Whatever. I just kind of let it go. They stopped inviting me, and I'm not butthered by it anymore. I'm not at all.
Oh, FOMO.
They know I'm going to say no. I'm going on all these trips. They're planning one to Fort Lauderdale right now. They know I'm going to say no. So I just stopped being butthurt by it. They don't even let me complain, which is good.
But shouldn't they not leave their friend behind, though? Maybe plan a trip, a cheaper trip.
What are you going to do? Start a GoFundMe because they should feel sorry for me?
Or no. Or pick a place that you can all afford. I don't know if I'd be leaving my friends behind.
Why compromise? One of the friends in that group's a doctor. He can afford it. Let him go.
He should be paying for you then.
That's not how friendship works.
I'm kidding. All right. So what should she do?
What should she do? I can't help myself. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
On 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Jill. We're Chris and the crew. Jen was on with us. She's doing What Should I Do, crew. And she's calling her friend Broke Brenda. I think we've all had a Broke Brenda in our life. I think I've been a Broke Brenda.
Everyone has and been.
Yeah. So she says she's kind of dragging the friend group down. Mm-hmm. You know, they make plans. Oh, I can't afford it. We got to do something else, or we can't do it. But she says she works hard and she wants to splurge and she wants to treat herself. So what does she do is the question. All right, let's go to the phones. Dom and Ben Salem is on the line. Dom, what do you think?
First things first, shame on you, Jen, for poor shaming. Second thing, there needs to be some boundaries established. Number one, you need to let Broke Brenda know ahead of time, okay, we're going to be splitting this equally, and this is where we're going to go. Like, especially if you're going to go somewhere like Al's Airport Inn or wherever, given some time to look at the menu, especially look at the prices. And if there's enough time, give you some time to get some money together. So establish some boundaries and let them know the plans of where and when ahead of time.
Okay. That's
especially when you see one of those $2 or $3 signs in the menu, be like, this is where we're going.
Well,
check
exactly.
This menu.
And you know what I was thinking, Joe, too? Like, go to happy hour instead of like dinner.
Yeah. When he said else, I thought, oh, they have happy hour. Yeah.
That way you go a little cheaper. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Emma in Princeton. You think there's a compromise, right?
I really like the person who just talked that I didn't catch their name, but I don't think it's crazy to accommodate to your friends' like financial situations. I mean, no one's saying that you can't go out and have fun, but just like they said, sending a menu ahead of time. But also, like, maybe once a month you do your going out thing that you want to splurge on, but maybe another time during the month you have like a monthly hangout at someone's house where it's like a wine night or like a movie night or like a potluck thing where like the main thing is just spending time together.
Yep.
And that way it's not really about the money, but like the quality time between friends.
Yep.
Like, I don't think it's crazy to accommodate your friend's situation, but you don't have to give up like what you want to do at the same time.
I'm so here for that, Emma. I am so here for that because guess what? Who knows when Jen will be the broke Jen?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, let's bring her back on because this one's kind of easy, I think. Hey, Jen.
Hey.
I think you got to do a little compromising, girl, if you really love your friend, Brenda, broke Brenda.
Yeah.
I think times to go out and she's just going to have to understand that, you know, this time she can't go, but then the next time, do it at somebody's house or for happy hour or, you know, something like that. So it's a little cheaper or, you know, so she can be a part of it.
Yeah, I really liked what that last caller.
Yep, me too.
Said about the, it's about, you know, spending time together and not so much about, you know, going out and having this,
right.
We don't need to go to all kinds of concerts and
or you can just give her a warning and then say this time we're gonna go and we get your situation, but next time promise we're hanging with you.
Or just use it as an excuse to cut her out of your life.
Oh, stop. She does. Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe on 94.5 PST. She's kind of reviving her King Kylie, you know, persona. She's got a new song called Fourth Strike, which is a collaboration with Terror Jr. Take a listen.
No, it's very produced.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know Chris is not going to let her sound bad.
No, it's very... But they can make... I mean, now, I just saw her a couple of months ago. She's very good. She's grown into it. But when Rebecca Black had Friday, it was proof that your parents could buy you any song.
Well, that is true.
Like, that is true. Rebecca Black had zero experience. Now, she's a good performer now.
Friday. You know that song.
She opened for Katy Perry. She was a very good show now. But 15 years ago when that song came out, she was just a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, so that song doubles as like a promo for her nostalgic Kylie Cosmetics collection, which was inspired by her like mid-2010s, like It Girl era. So, I don't know. Are we going to be hearing this on PST on the regular, Joe?
I don't think Kylie's music is going to top any charts, but you know what? It's 2025. Stranger things have happened.
It wasn't that bad.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I think if I had a favorite time of day, this might be it. Because it's a chance to watch Chris Rollins squirm. So we're going to Philadelphia this morning. Sophia, what are you up to this morning?
I am almost to work.
Almost to work. All right, what do you do, Sophia?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher? Well, thank you for doing what you do every day, Sophia.
Teachers are super smart.
Depends. We'll see. All right, Chris, you make your way out of here.
All right, good luck, Sophia.
Sophia, we're going to ask you three questions. We're going to do your students proud today, okay?
Okay.
What grade do you teach?
I teach 11th grade.
11th grade. So they're old enough. They might know some of this stuff. All right, let's see. Your quiz starts right now. Katy Perry has been spotted packing on the PDA with Justin Trudeau. He is the former prime minister of what country?
Canada.
Do you want to lock in Canada?
Yes.
All right, Canada's locked in. It was a mini Boy Meets World reunion last night on Dancing with the Stars as Danielle Fishel brought out the show's famous teacher / principal as her partner. What was his character's name on Boy Meets World, the teacher?
I want to say that was Mr. Feeney.
Do you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
And the third and final question, the release date for the final season of Stranger Things is approaching. What streaming service does Stranger Things air on?
Stranger Things is on Netflix.
Lock it in?
Yes.
All All right, Campy Chris this morning, powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch specials on the weekend, happy hour as well. And I'm going to be out there Thursday night for another Chris and the Crew trivia night starting at 8. It's a Thirsty Thursday. Details and everything going on at Al's, alsairportin.com. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You're back in the room. You applied your makeup briefly while you were out there. Wow, that was
It's the starts of it.
She started her makeup. Well, she was. If you ever wonder what she does during Camping Chris,
that's what
today
I do.
She applied her makeup.
I didn't do it fully, but it's getting there.
All right, Sophia's all locked in. We'll see if she did her students proud, Chris. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one for you, Chris. Katy Perry has been spotted packing on the PDA with Justin Trudeau. Mm-hmm. He's the former prime minister of what country?
That would be Canada.
You both say Canada, and you're both correct. So we're tied 1-1 after our first question. All right, question number two is a bit of a mini Boy Meets World reunion last night on Dancing with the Stars. Danielle Fishel brought out the show's famous teacher, sometimes as a principal too, as her partner. What was that character's name on Boy Meets World?
Mr. Feeny.
You both said Mr. Feeny, and you're both correct. Ooh. Could come down to this third question. And I don't think this is a show you watch. So, Sophia, you may have a chance. Let's see.
Is it a Real Housewives?
No, I should have. All right, here we go. Third question, though.
Okay.
The release date for the final season of Stranger Things is approaching. Mm. What streaming service does Stranger Things air on?
Oh, well, I know it's on Netflix. I don't know really anything about it.
I know. You both said Netflix.
I know it's on Netflix.
And you're both correct. Sophia, that means you tied Chris today, so you don't have to give us that phrase of shame.
Yay, I'm happy.
That's good.
Win does go to the house, though, just so you know.
Yeah, for the streak's sake, but that's good. No phrase of shame. And for being a good sport today, we got you tickets to see Doja Cat when she comes to Philly next year.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, hot off the album V, she'll be at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center, on November 29th, 2026. Tickets on sale now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Whoa, everybody is talking about this Kevin Federline memoir that's coming out on the 21st, so on Tuesday. Remember, Kevin Federline was Britney Spears' husband in the early 2000s. They were married for 3 years. They've got two sons together, Sean Preston and Jaden James. So the memoir is called You Thought You Knew, basically, and he's spilling.
It's like, it feels like a rebuttal to Britney's book a couple years ago.
Yeah, so in it, he reveals that he caught her on the phone with Justin Timberlake the night before their wedding, asking Justin, are we really over? What?
Britney's team is slamming back at that, though.
Yeah, he is. The Britney's team is saying all she cares about are her sons. All this stuff is crap. All this stuff, whatever. And then, he does say he's very concerned for her well-being and the safety of their kids and everything. He says that there were times that they would wake up in the middle of the night and she'd be standing in the doorway watching them sleep, like the kids or him or whatever, with a knife in her hand. Did you see that, Joe?
I did. I saw that excerpt and I wondered, I don't know. There's three sides to every story, maybe, and maybe his, hers, and the truth, maybe.
What's he got to lose, though? It's pretty specific. You know what I mean?
No, what does he have to gain, though? He's got a lot of money to make off
of
her.
But isn't she still, like, supporting the kids and stuff? Because she says all she cares, her camp is saying all she cares about is the kids.
Yeah.
So you know.
But that's not benefiting him. The kids are old enough now.
I'm sure he's benefiting somewhat.
No, the kids are adults.
Yeah. Well, Walmart has teamed up with OpenAI to let you shop directly through ChatGPT. This is kind of cool, actually. It's sort of like, Joe did remind me, it's sort of like when you ask your Alexa to shop on Amazon. So it's called Instant Checkout, and it lets you ask ChatGPT to help you find things. Like, I don't know, I need a gift for a book lover, or I need, I don't know, a sweater for under $25. So it'll help you find the product in Walmart, and then it'll suggest that you purchase it, like, right then and there without even leaving the app.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, I think.
Now, the recommendation part's different, because, you know, you can't just say, hey, Alexa, give me gifts for under $35, but ChatGPT might be a little better at that, yeah.
Yeah, it might find you the things you're looking for a little easier. And okay, is this what we've come to? 80% of employees, 80%, Joe, say that their workplace right now, toxic.
I think workplaces historically have been toxic. I don't know that that's new.
Well, that's true. Everybody complains about the job.
Everyone
always,
complains
right?
about the job. And, like, I mean, toxic is a big word to throw around, but I don't know that that's new.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of layoffs lately.
Sure.
People that are doing triple, toxic. Quadruple. Well, but some people may think it might be, though.
Toxic, you know, is usually, yeah, I guess. It's a very weird term. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Specific.
I see what you're saying. Well, yeah. We're having a treat truck come here today, so yeah. Nothing toxic going on here. All right, there's the scoop.
This is fun.
So we're doing a little game called Swift or Shakespeare on 94.5 PST. Joe loves making up, like, fun games.
I do.
Oh, we've even got some music.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, so we'll see how much of a Swiftie you are or how much of an English nerd you are.
Yeah.
And you know you're William Shakespeare or you're Taylor Swift. All right, okay. So we've got two players on the line, Joe. We lined up two people. We've got Jody. Let's say hi to Good Jody. Morning. Jody's in Trevose. Hey, Jody. And then we also have Tatiana in Mercer County. She is going to be your opponent. Hey, Tatiana.
Hi.
All right, so here's the deal. Joe is going to give you a line, and you have to listen to the whole line, and then you have to quickly decide whether you think it's Swift or Shakespeare. And you're going to use your name as your buzzer. So if you think you know it, yell out, Tatiana or Jody. I'll call on you, and you're going to get a shot at it. If you get it right, obviously, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a point.
We're playing a best of five, okay, guys?
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, all right, are we
are
ready?
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
I'm ready. I'm
oh, she is locked in and Tatiana ready, Tatiana. Ready.
All right.
Are you a
go.
Swiftie, Tatiana?
Yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie.
Oh, okay. So here we go. Here
all
we
right,
go.
Let's
all
see.
Right. So Joe's going to give you the first one. Ready, ladies?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Again, your names are your buzzers. Past the curses and cries, beyond the terror in the nightfall.
Tatiana.
Oh,
Tatiana. Is it Swift or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
No.
It is not.
Oh. I thought you said you were a Swiftie.
What? No. Yeah.
It is from the Happiness song.
Yeah. Oh, Jody. Look
Jody.
At you. You
All
knew
right.
that. All right. So 1-0. Jody's in the lead.
Yeah, Jody's in the lead. All right. Question number two. Here we go. The course of true love never did run smooth.
Ladies, who's going to yell out their name first? Come on.
I'll say,
Jody,
come on,
Jody, let's get it. Let's put Jody on the spot. Here we go, Jody.
I think that's Shakespeare.
Oh, you got
Jody.
It right.
Jody 2.
2-0.
All right, Jody, this one could be it. Are you ready?
Come on,
both
Tatiana,
ready.
Tatiana,
get on the board here.
Get in there.
All right.
Third one. All my flowers grew back as thorns.
Tatiana.
What
Tatiana.
Is it, girl?
Swift.
Yes, she's got it. That is Swift.
The song.
You're lucky you had to stay alive with that one.
Is Call It What You Want. All right.
Call It What You Want. All right, so now we're Jody 2, Tatiana 1.
Here we go.
We've
Question.
Got two more.
Two more if we need it. Jody could win with this one, though.
It's Swift or Shakespeare on 94.5 PST.
Question 4. Did I close my fist around something delicate? Did I shatter you?
Jody.
Tatiana. I heard Jody yeah. first. Mm-hmm.
Jody?
I feel like that has to be Shakespeare.
No! So that makes it a tie. Oh, boy, this is exciting.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, tiebreaker. This
that
is
was,
it.
That was the song Coney Island. Here we go. Fifth one. This
Swift,
is it.
Yeah.
It's really dramatic.
This is dramatic.
So excited.
Whoever gets this one wins.
All right. Don't waste your love on somebody who doesn't value it.
Oh, they're both kind of hanging back. Sound familiar, ladies?
50-50 chance.
No. Come on, somebody's going to take a chance here.
I'm Jody.
Jody, okay. Wait. Jody said it first. Jody?
I'll go Shakespeare.
Up. You got it.
Jody.
You got
pulled
it.
Pulled it in at the end there. Making
Victory.
Us stress it out there, Jody. Wow. Both of you. Great job.
All right. New Great Jersey job. Lottery scratch-off tickets for you, Jody. Hang on the line, you two.
Should we do another round of?
I think this was fun. Yeah. So call right two of Swift or Shakespeare on 94.5 PST. So let me explain the game. Swift or Shakespeare. Joe is going to give you a line, and it's either sung by Taylor Swift or in a William Shakespeare tale, okay? Your name is your buzzer. We've got Melanie in East Windsor and Amanda in Bordentown going head-to-head this time. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm changing up the rules a little bit this time because I feel like they were kind of hanging back because the point automatically went to the other person if they didn't get it right. So you just got to get whoever gets the most points here is going to win, okay? Okay, your names are your buzzers. So let's, if you think you know it, yell out Melanie or yell out Amanda.
Let's do a quick test of that. Amanda, shout your name. Amanda?
Did we lose Amanda? Boy,
I see her here. That's why I'm not as sure. Amanda, can you hear me okay? We got you, Amanda?
Amanda?
Oh, there we go, Amanda. Okay, there we go, Amanda. You're making us nervous. That's why I was testing buzzers. All right, Amanda's there. Melanie, I know you've been there. Melanie, can you say your name?
Melanie.
Okay. All right, we got our buzzers worked out.
All right, I'm going to be the judge, so I'm going to call on you, whoever I hear first. Joe's going to give you the line. You ready? Swift. Swift or Shakespeare? Here we go.
Number one. Do you miss the rogue who coaxed you into paradise and left you there?
Amanda.
Melanie, I heard first.
I'm going to say Shakespeare.
Ooh, no. That's Taylor Swift.
So the new rules, the way Chris has made these new
rules. Okay, no point for that.
For anyone.
But whoever gets the most points is going to win.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Question number two. Some Cupid kills with arrows, some with traps.
Amanda.
Swift or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Yes, she's got a point. She's on the board.
Amanda's on that board.
Okay, good job. 1-0.
Here we go. Question number three of this round. Now you hang from my lips like the gardens of Babylon.
Melanie.
Okay, Melanie, is it Swift or Shakespeare?
I want to say Shakespeare.
No, it is Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
Melanie's still struggling to get on the board here.
That's
okay.
So we're still 1-0, Amanda.
That was from the song Cowboy Like Me. All right, here we go.
The next one.
Wow.
Here we go.
Next one. Maybe easier. We'll see.
You're not much of a Swiftie, are you, Melanie?
I am not.
All right. This one might be easy, though. We'll see. Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone.
Amanda. Taylor Swift.
You got it. I can even sing
that. From Love Story.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, I could even bust into song right now.
You want to do the final one for redemption
here,
Melanie?
2-0. Yeah, we have a winner.
We have a winner, but we'll see. All right. Love is merely madness.
Melanie. I'm going to say Swift.
No!
Melanie, you're a very good sport.
Poor Melanie.
You know, I am not meant to win today.
That is from Shakespeare's As You Like It. So you learned something. You just didn't get it at the end.
Congratulations, Amanda. Some New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets for you. Hang on. Chris and the crew, good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. We can't stop talking about this Kevin Federline memoir. So, you know, Kevin Federline, K-Fed, as we affectionately call him.
I don't know that anyone calls him affectionately anything.
He's Britney's ex-husband. And on Tuesday, he's dropping a memoir. It's called You Thought You Knew. He's dishing, let me tell you. So one of the things he said was that the night before their wedding, he caught her on the phone. Listen to this.
I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone or something. And she told me that she was on the phone with Justin. And I just kind of stepped back like, did I just hear you right? What the hell is going on? You know, and I was.
So he caught her on the phone with Justin Timberlake. And apparently Britney said to Justin, so are we really over?
I think Justin was her true love.
I've said that for years, haven't I?
Yeah.
I never really got over them.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that for years. And apparently he told her, yep, it's done. And Kevin Federline was like, really? The night before our wedding? He also talks about, and this is pretty scary, actually. He talks about how he would wake up in the middle of the night and like their sons, because they share two sons together, Sean Preston and Jaden, you know, Jaden James. And they would wake up and she'd be standing in the doorway, he says, with a knife.
That's pretty scary.
That is pretty scary. Now, she's hitting back saying the stuff isn't true. She just is all about her kids, you know, whatever. But yeah, this memoir, it's called You Thought You Knew, is out on Tuesday.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Wow. So everybody is buzzing about this Kevin Federline memoir that's dropping next week on Tuesday on the 21st. Kevin Federline, you know, is Britney Spears' ex-husband from the early 2000s. They were married, had two kids together, Preston and Jaden. And the memoir is called You Thought You Knew. And he is dishing, Joe. He says that he caught Britney on the phone with Justin Timberlake the night before their wedding. And she was asking him, okay, so are we really over? What? And then he talks about how he would wake up sometimes, or their kids would wake up sometimes, and she'd be standing silently in the doorway watching him sleep with a knife in her hand.
She does love her knives.
Oh my gosh. So she's hitting back saying this is all untrue and that she just cares about her kids. But this is like very specific stuff.
He says he's
not doing it for the money either.
And he's been asked because the child support ended recently. He's doing it now. And he basically said no.
No. And he's worried that his kids are going to have to pick up the pieces, that something, you know, major is going to happen. I think you know what he's hinting at. So, yeah, it's out on Tuesday, October 21st. So Netflix says the holidays start now.
Okay.
Did you see all the teasers this week?
I did, actually. Yeah,
so it kicked off the week with a teaser saying it's never too early to catch the holiday spirit. To kind of get you in the mood, it's dropping new trailers every single day this week. So today is Champagne Problem, starring Minka Kelly. Jingle Bell Heist is tomorrow, starring Olivia Holt. And My Secret Santa is on Friday, starring Alexandra Breckenridge. I can't wait for holiday movies. You know, the Hallmark Channel starts their stuff this weekend, Joe.
It's
get ready. Same plot over and over, but I love every single one of them.
I bet you this weekend some girl's heading back to her hometown to fix some family bakery.
I love it. And okay, so you know that Channing Tatum finally got to play his dream role of Gambit of the X-Men in Deadpool and Wolverine, right? Well, he's getting to play him again. He was on the Tonight Show. He was on Fallon the other night, and he confirmed that he's going to be suiting up in Avengers Doomsday. We saw him. He looks amazing.
That does look good. You know what? I don't do any of those Avenger things, but I would watch that.
Yeah, and everybody's favorite Philly teacher. We talked to her on the Crew, right?
She's
doing the Crew. Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary is doing her first ever stand-up special.
I'm excited for this.
I mean, she's toured for like 2 decades.
Yeah.
She locked in a deal for Hulu to release the new special next year. She not only stars but directs it herself, and it was filmed at Philly's Helium Comedy Club.
Yeah. I think the week we talked to her,
she was doing it?
I think that, because she was doing a show at the Helium. Now, she does about 3 shows at the Helium every year. But I think the week she came out and surprised us on What's My Job, I think this weekend she was about to film it.
That's cool.
She talks about us.
So cool. All right, there's the scoop. Car a bird poop magnet. Oh, my God. We are dying. It's Chris and the Crew. Chris and Joe, it's 910 on 94.5 PST. I was just reading online that birds actually prefer certain types and colors of cars to poop on.
I didn't know birds could see color.
Well, that's exactly what it says. This new study says that birds definitely see color when it comes to pooping.
So I guess I always thought about birds doing it as they're just kind of flying and it's just dropping out of the sky. I didn't know they were getting closer and going, oh, that's a green car. Time to...
So if you have a brown car, how many brown cars do you see? Brown, red, and black are the cars that get splattered on the most.
Oh, a lot of black cars out there.
Mm-hmm.
Red and black are probably the two most common car colors.
And like lighter color cars, like white, I have a white car, like silver, gray, that's like lower on the list.
It's got to be, that's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that so interesting? And then they tell you what brands of cars that birds poop on the most.
Uh-oh.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we'll go 10 to 1 here. 10 is Subaru, then 9 is Ford, 8 is Audi, 7 is Tesla, 6 is Kia, 5 is Dodge. Are you listening for your car?
Yeah, everyone, yeah.
4 is Nissan, 3 is Chevrolet, 2 is Jeep, and the number
one car,
the brand that would be
Honda?
Ram. The Ram.
Like Ram trucks.
Dodge Ram. I guess. Although Dodge is number 5 on the list.
But see, a Ram, I think of a truck. And a Ram truck, there's a lot more space. So it's, if a bird's going to...
It's a bigger target
area, right?
Oh, jeez.